Hi there, Gia.
Good morning, Miss Effervescence.
Oh boy, I've never been called that before, and for good reason.
No, I'm just harshing on you because you just finished telling me you didn't think I could be effervescent, and
And that didn't mean
proved
I
you
could be
wrong.
either. All right, well, so we'll just apologize to America for who we are right
Our
off the bat.
lack of carbonation and
And also, we should let America know that we just watched Thursday's episode.
yeah, so we're going to be Thursday centric in our commentary.
Thursday heavy. So
Which was a
what
great one because we had the big show at the Savoy. Oh my gosh.
would you like to say about that, Gia? I
You
know
got
we like
a lot to unpack there. I mean,
Go ahead.
go ahead. Well,
Yeah.
obvious, the Billy
Terrible.
Idol references were over the top, the sort of, I don't know. It was fun though. Like, I know I saw commentary from various people that they didn't like it, and I think you implied that you didn't like it, but if I went back and found 80s Keisha, she would have been bopping along to that song on the radio. You know, she would have.
No, no,
Oh,
no,
come on.
no, I don't think so. No, I thought that was awful. I thought that was, and there's still plenty of 80s music that I don't mind hearing again. But
Well.
that was like, I mean, if this guy had not been a director on the show, would they have hired him for that gig? I mean,
See,
maybe,
are we so this
maybe,
is
because
where
the bar is pretty low.
we let our real, reality, like we're not supposed to know he's a director on the show.
I know,
But
but
we do know that.
well, I think we probably would have Googled who the hell is this guy and why did they let him play in the
Yeah.
hospital.
But I thought, he was all in. I guess that's what I admired. Whether or not I liked the material, he was all in. He was like, he had the weird moves and
I don't know. You're giving him, you're being very kind, Gia. That's very kind of you. Everything you're saying.
I've seen cringier performances, I guess, but I don't know. The lack of reality and how bands in bars works is kind of funny to me. Also, like the whole like the build up and there's a line around the corner. Porsche's kind of becoming almost too gushy for me lately with that.
Yeah,
Like,
exactly. She's
oh my
saying like
gosh.
everything she thinks people want to hear, and it just feels like she's not like being real. I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's just like, yeah, the lines around the corner. Come on in. Oh my gosh, it's huge, And then there's one song. Like, could they work it out? Not that we need to hear the other songs,
No, we don't.
but have it like somehow have it be real. Like, any band in a bar or whatever is going to do a whole set. You don't pay to go in and see one song.
Well,
That's
I think
weird.
we're supposed to believe that there was like other there were other songs, but that was,
Oh
like
yeah, I didn't
time
feel that.
jumped. Well, I think so. I hope so, just for Curtis's sake. Otherwise, he spent a lot of money on just a complete waste of time.
Yeah,
But
but I enjoy the way they pan around and look at everybody's faces, and everybody's trying to, look all into it. It's very funny. It's just kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't know. With all that build up and all the talk about it being like a music venue, I thought they could have found, well, I guess maybe they never looked. It's kind of like when Jeopardy had their executive producer host the show. It's
Yeah,
like,
they just went in-house. Let's go
it's
in-house.
like, come on.
Is
Come
it
on.
maybe it's budgetary?
Again, that would be the best explanation. They had no money in the budget for, or I was
What if
thinking
this
maybe.
director is listening to us? Are you going to feel
I was worried about that because I don't want to jeopardize our
bad?
chances of becoming consultants.
Consultant.
But then I thought
Ooh.
I just can't
You
pretend that I
can't,
enjoyed any bit
okay.
of that. No, I thought that was, and this, like, let's say they're trying to get new viewers. Is that gonna help? I don't think so. Anybody that was watching, like any young person who was watching for the Joss and Cam storyline, probably was like, oh no, I can't do it.
Well,
I
I
might have to
guess,
listen to
maybe we should do a little research, or I will, because I'm the researcher.
that.
Like, what is the kind of profile of a GH watcher these days? You know, like,
Yeah, I don't know. I think
I don't even
probably
know. Is it just
middle-aged women.
like, are we it? Like, we're it? You know,
We
like, I don't
might
know. I
be.
don't know who watches soaps anymore. You know,
Yeah.
it's a
Yeah.
dying art, of course. We hope it doesn't die completely. But anyway, okay.
Right.
Should we talk about Cam and Joss and the, you know,
Sure,
teenage
sure,
virginity
sure.
and lip
Yeah, well,
gloss and.
yeah, I kind of thought that what the conclusion Joss and Cam came to, you know, when they sort of worked through their nerves and everything, that was all sort of written with people of our age in mind, I thought, because I was
To
so
reassure
relieved,
us,
you know, yeah.
because yeah, you're thinking, uh-oh, your kids, you know, yeah,
Yeah,
but
just
so not realistic, you know, that's not what would have happened.
no, I know. Yeah,
But
they
I,
were.
the lip gloss detail, like, shot me back into my teenage years, like when she pulls that little like wand out of the lip gloss thingy. Did you have those kinds of lip glosses, a little spongy applicator, and you're swabbing the like glop on your mouth? Did you? You were more sensible than that.
Well, I don't know if sensible is the word, but just like I instinctively did not do anything that would have made me more appealing to anybody. So
Instinctively, huh?
I
Huh, okay.
had like Dr. Pepper scented lip smackers.
Oh, I love the Dr. Pepper. That was one of my faves. I had a massive Bonnie Bell lip smacker. Remember they came in like a small
Oh,
size and
yeah.
then the like jumbo.
Yeah,
And I
exactly.
had one that, like, I think I got it in my Christmas stocking, and it had a string you could hang it around your neck. Like, I wore it around my neck, so I'd never
That's
be
like,
without my watermelon lip
yeah,
smacker. But
that's
then
like
there were the
the
ones that were
worst
the
control
gloppy.
ever.
There were the gloppy ones that,
Yeah.
like, there were ones, what were they? Kissing Potion. That was a biggie in my
Oh,
era.
boy.
And they had, like, a roll-on, like an old-style
Oh,
antiperspirant, you know?
yeah.
And you put like a
Right.
layer on, like an inch thick on your mouth, and just be, yeah, that was, anyway, that took me right back. So
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, maybe that
It
detail was for you then.
might have been, I enjoyed it, but
Yeah,
they were
okay.
getting all pretzely there, and then put the brakes on. And you know,
Yeah.
the thing I didn't like about it is, yes, I think they were trying to reassure us old ladies, but just that, you know, you knew that was going to happen. So the
Yeah.
predictability is what I think is
Yeah.
the, I don't know. Sometimes there's a satisfying predictability, and sometimes
Right.
there's like a, couldn't you done something else? You know, like
Like
a,
surprised us a little bit. Yeah.
like an
Yeah.
alternate storyline. I like doing alternate storylines. Let's think of an
Okay.
alternate storyline there.
Well, there's the one where they're up in bed and then Elizabeth comes home and surprises them in bed. That would have
Well,
been
that would have been predictable too, though.
horrifying.
Like,
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. So another one, something that's completely
Well, how about they go ahead and have
unexpected.
sex, and we see that Joss is like, you know, just totally dissatisfied, and
God, poor
and that it's an
Cam.
awful experience, and that it, you know, and that she becomes, you know, introverted and sad, like the whole thing, like, ruins the, her, you know, existence.
Wow, that's an
Maybe
alternate.
that's putting too much weight on it. I don't know.
A
I'm just
little
trying to
bit.
think of a. I think I another thing I bring to this is darkness. And
Oh,
so,
yeah. Darkness, Star Trek, James Bond. Yeah.
And I so I'm trying to think of a dark storyline where.
Well,
I
yeah,
mean, you can't, like,
that's hard.
we couldn't make Cam, like, not be a nice guy or be rough or be, you know, because that would be out of his character. Because
Right.
he's.
I liked, I mean, obviously we liked everything Cam said because he was being a nice, sensitive boy, you know. And maybe that's in itself unrealistic, you know, to have a
Yeah, maybe.
boy
I think there
who's
are nice boys that age still. I don't know. Maybe I'm an optimist, but,
that are speaking, like that are saying things or that are just sort of silently awkward, you know.
Silently, yeah, probably. I don't know. I'm just thinking of the reality of that is probably would not be great, and that maybe it would ruin, at least ruin their relationship, you know, like
It would
that.
set it back, I think, if it
Yeah.
was if they well if they had gone ahead and she hadn't been completely on board,
Yeah, that
you
it's
know?
just like this is not the magic that it seems like in the movies or whatever, that it's awkward and yucky and, you know, I don't
Yeah,
know.
I liked when when Joss said, you know, she was tired of it taking up so much space in her head, because
Yeah, that
I
was a
was
nice
trying to think
line.
back to, you know, when I was that age, and that's kind of how it felt like. It was this big looming thing, you
This
know,
huge
that you
thing that you
just,
just had to get out of the way. Yeah. So that was kind of cool. Yeah. That's the magic there.
sure wouldn't want to live those years over again.
Maybe go back and do
So,
things a little bit differently. But
yeah.
anyway, so that storyline was blah, 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 blah,
Right,
blah.
right. Now let's go to something that I found kind of
Okay.
murky and
Murky.
kind of frustrating, the Sonny Nina back and forth at
Oh,
Charlie's.
yeah. Nina, God, she kills me. She's moving in for the kill again. I
And
love
but
it.
Sonny seems like, I don't know what he's gonna
He's just
say
lost
next.
a couple of points of IQ or something since his time.
Yeah,
Like,
and
he's like,
he can't quite make eye contact most of the time, and I don't know what's going on there.
well, she's just luring the mic back out, you know. And
I
but
guess,
yeah,
yeah.
I you know, she's like suddenly she starts speaking a little differently and kind of dips her head down and, you know, like kind of peeks out from under her hair and gets a little
Yeah, she's very
coquettish, you know, a little
manipulative. And you know, trying to get him to feel sorry for her, you know, and I don't find that super appealing, but it seems to be
It seems
working.
very effective. Yeah, it's like, I like that. You know, she's always like kind of giving lip service to like, yep, she's backing off her, but anytime she gets a chance, she's moving in for the kill. It's so funny. She's gonna deserve whatever Carly unleashes on her. And
And
then, wouldn't it
Sonny.
be cool if that just drives Sunny right into Nina's arms? You know, because it'll make Nina the victim and the usual. Now, and here's another point where like our knowing the reality of the workings of the soap are invading my thoughts. So it's all over the news that both Jason and Jax are probably leaving the show. So Jax, that probably won't be a big, like, you know, he hasn't had much going on.
I know, and I could sort of explain away his disappearance a bit, you
Pretty
know.
easily, but the Jason leaving thing, you have to ponder, will he be replaced with another actor?
I feel like that's the buzz, but I don't
Yeah.
know. I think he'd have to be because he was in so many big storylines right
Right, that's what
now.
I, or they can always do the, you know, he falls into a river and no body was found and he'll just come back, or, you know, which they might do briefly and then bring in a new actor. And that's, I mean, there's some people you can replace with new actors and it works, but I feel like, well, he was replaced though, wasn't he, with the Drew character? I
Well,
mean,
I guess, but I think we
I was
knew that
only,
wasn't really him.
did you know from the start? I think I was only watching sporadically in those, in that time
Yeah,
frame.
that didn't feel as much like they were, you know, like, 'cause like with the new replacement of Drew, he seems like he has a completely different sort of energy.
Vibe. Yeah.
And so that's, you know, hard to swallow, and
Well,
I'm
I just,
afraid that's what they'll do with Jason.
I know. I just feel like there are some characters, like, can you imagine Sonny being replaced with a new actor? Like, there are some, oh, geez, cat. Sorry. There are some characters that just, it'd be very hard to put a new person in their place.
And
I don't
doesn't
know.
seem like they really are thinking about things the same way the audience is when they come up with these replacements. Like Nicholas is another one, another completely different type
Yeah, I
of.
feel like there they just said, well, he's got dark hair, you know.
I don't know if they get a deal on these people or what, but you know, it
He's a
just.
great actor, of course. I just feel like he's terribly miscast, that particular Nicholas. Not that he's not, doesn't have the chops to act, but
And I kind of feel that way about the new Drew. I don't, I'm not quite buying that this guy is, you know,
And
a
I feel
Drew.
like there they said, let's find somebody who's really like a gym rat because that'll kind of make it match up with the Jason, since they're supposed to be twins, you know. I don't know.
So
Yeah, we'll
yeah,
see. Just a
and
different
that'll be
vibe,
tough,
but.
and that would be two major losses in Carly's life. Is that what you're
Right, that's what I
leading
was
up
thinking.
to?
What that does to the storyline with Carly will be interesting. You know, they may have to drop the whole her friendship possible romance with Jason if he's gonna fall into a river or something.
And he and Britt had a nice chemistry, I thought. I don't know
They
if they
did,
can.
yeah. So I hope they can come up with something else for Britt too, because she's got a lot of potential, I think, her character.
I agree. So
Let's see,
yeah,
what
that's a
else is
tough one. Oh,
happening?
well, I wanted to ask you what you thought about the confrontation between Esme and Trina at the gallery.
Oh well,
And I
yeah,
guess that
Trina's
was
like,
Friday, wasn't it? That was a Friday.
Trina's becoming kind of an expert at sort of like telling people off, you know.
I thought she could
She's,
have even gone off on her a little bit harder, you know, like
yeah.
Esme's
I don't
acting
know.
like.
I was very distracted by another weird jacket on Esme.
It was like a
What do you think, the little short jackets or
puffy,
something? That's
fleecy, and then
weird.
she had like a lace top underneath it.
Yeah. Pretty girl, but I like wardrobe. Come on. Yeah, so well, I liked the confrontation, but I just, you know, it's like, God, Esme is just everywhere all at once, just needling everybody. Like, I don't know. Too bad you can't just lock the doors on her. And I feel like they still haven't really shown the appeal to Spencer, her appeal to Spencer. But I'll tell you one detail I did like that hinted to me that they are gonna develop Esme's character into somebody that we might have sympathy for, is when they showed her that she dug her nails so hard into her hand that it was bleeding.
I took that to mean she was so out of control of herself and her reactions to things that, you know, she could do some real damage without much thought.
Oh, you took it as like a sign of she could be potentially violent.
Oh, definitely, definitely,
Like,
yeah. Yeah, because she
oh.
was so angry with Trina for standing up to her. And I feel like, you know, Spencer's got to take some of the blame for going to talk to Trina. It's not Trina's fault that she was just there, you know.
So now we're worried about Trina's health, that maybe Esme's gonna
Yeah, definitely.
I took it,
Yeah.
see, I took that to be more like, you know, there's some fragility to Cat, stop it. Fragility to Esme that we haven't had revealed to us yet. Like, you were implying that she's a fake, that she doesn't really, you know, come from money, and that, you know, this whole personality is an elaborate ruse to be this, you know, whatever, worldly
Like a
European private school
trust fund
trust
girl.
fund baby. Yeah. And so I thought, well, maybe this is just, you know, maybe she is like riffing so hard trying to be this person that, like,
But
maybe we'll
she's
see her
imploding.
world unravel. Yeah, like her world will unravel a little bit, and then it's all dependent on Spencer being the wealthy prince. And I don't know.
Maybe we'll see, I guess. I don't know
I
if
mean,
it
I buy your version of it too,
just
equally.
when she was standing by herself and looked like her head was about to explode, I got very scared for Trina. And just even having her in that gallery space, I thought, oh my God, she's not gonna sabotage the photo arc exhibit, is she? I mean,
You're
they
very
couldn't.
worried about that, the
I
photo arc
am. They
thing. Yeah.
wouldn't let that happen. They really couldn't let that happen.
No, I wouldn't think
for
so.
God's sake, don't let
I
that
wouldn't think
happen.
so.
But
Let's
she
see.
seems ca- Oh, well, then we had the conversation between Sonny and Spencer. What did you think about that?
How do you feel about Sonny being like a role model, you know, for young men in the world?
He's not the best role model, although some of the things he said I thought were good things for Spencer to hear, and maybe he wouldn't absorb them from anybody but Sonny. I'm not sure. I don't know if he's listening to anything he doesn't want to hear. Because
Yeah, I just thought it's
Spencer
just sort
just.
of funny, Mr. Mobster telling this young man how, you know, how to behave in the world as a man. But I guess he would think that he had that right. I don't know. But, you know, Spencer's worked at Kelly's, what, like 4 days now, and he's,
If
you know,
that, yeah. And he's acting like such a spoiled brat.
yeah, which is good. He's kind of growing on me. I mean, you know, because he's being true to the character.
Well, that's true. Yeah, he's got such a blank expression. Like, there's just contempt on his face sometimes, you know, for the situation he finds himself in, you know. And yeah, I guess that is
Well,
true to character.
yeah, it's, I mean, have you worked in food service at all? You get that way, you know.
I imagine you would pretty quickly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of a funny little conversation. I like that Sonny was holding out and saying, no, you haven't, you know, you messed with my
Yeah.
child, you messed with Avery,
Yeah.
and no,
I
I can't just
know.
like blanket
Right.
forgive you for
Right. And that the whole like car burning thing with Ava is sort of getting forgotten, you know?
Yeah, because that was diabolical.
Yeah, that was very, very cruel, you know.
Another funny moment, like between
Oh.
Willow and Michael, that like the little Tom Cruise moment where Willow's going to get up on the table and declare her love, jump up and down.
Well, yeah, I didn't know quite what to make of that.
I thought I'd
Know what
missed
led up to
something, because
that.
suddenly she
I
was, yeah. Was there
know.
something leading up to it? I was like, what's going on? I thought she was going to do like a little Coyote Ugly thing or something.
Maybe there was a scene that they had to cut because the song went long.
Had to get every chorus.
Oh, we're paying in all kinds of ways for that song.
But I thought that was weird, and I thought, oh, I don't know if this attempt to make Michael interesting is going to work. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, it would almost be better if he continued to like stay super wholesome and then we saw how that cost him or
We
something,
saw
you
that
know.
Willow just got bored out of her gorge. Like, oh my
Yeah,
God.
and went wild and
I
started
went from
hooking
Chase
up
to, yeah.
with
With Link. Oh.
Link.
Oh, Link. LinkedIn. Yeah, he couldn't be any scuzzier. Now, that is a character that is very well cast, General Hospital writers, if you're listening, whoever's like,
Lots of
that was
good people.
perfect because, yeah, he's got that scuzzy kind of like porno mustache. And
Yeah, sort of
yeah, he's
heavy
just,
eyelids, you know, he can't like open his eyes completely.
He's just sketchy, sketch, sketch. Yeah, so maybe he's going to be a regular now. You'd be hanging out at the Savoy, like making Mika uncomfortable all the time, you know?
Oh, poor Nika deserves
Yeah.
better
Is it
than that.
Nika or Mika? Nika?
It's
Mika?
Nika, Nika. And
N
you
You
know,
have to
I
go,
wanted
Nika?
Nika. Yeah. I thought it was funny when the sketch came out again. Because it gets more and more sort of childlike every time it gets
It's
trotted
so bad.
out as this
It's so
piece of
bad.
evidence, you know?
I know.
That was funny.
Ah, that's when it becomes like a play or something. Like, I don't know. They have to have, I don't know, really easily digestible material for people. You know, it's like,
It was almost cartoonish at this point, it seemed like it could have been just a circle with like dots for eyes, you know, and like did he look like this?
That's him. That's him. And that's another one. Like, if that ends up just being Curtis's father, I'm gonna just be like, my head will pop off. Like, come on, complicate it slightly. I mean, maybe they will. I don't know.
Well, it seems like he's probably a bit shady if he's running around with Link. You know, if Link owes him a favor, then, you know, he's not
So,
a good man, but
like,
he
he's going to
does.
be the shady father that stayed away because he's shady, and now he's trying to like help his son
Make
out or something.
amends. Yeah, I know that's not very interesting to me.
So I don't know what they could do there, but I'm just not digging that character or that
Right.
storyline. I don't know. And Curtis is being kind of boring too lately, as I don't know what I want out of them. I'm just too demanding, I guess.
Well, we have such high standards.
That's right, for our entertainment. I don't know what I want out of these storylines. I want them to finish. I want them to keep exploring the storyline that I like so much, the Tano and the. I am
Yeah.
enjoying the Sunny Nina.
Nina, sort of dance.
Yeah, that's like that's and the like tantalizing waiting for Carly to find out about the Mike Nina thing. Like, that's like, thank you for not exploding that right off the bat, because that's keeping me going. But I don't know
Well,
what
it
the other
seems like
storylines
almost as though it
are.
seems like Sonny is trying to kind of rewrite that history as though he and Nina were just sort of friends, and hoping, like in his mind, that that's going to be okay with Carly. You know, like if he can somehow have her
Yeah,
believe
well,
that
yeah, I'm sure
they
that's what he
knew each
hoped.
other, of course, you know, but that was it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just feels like he's trying to get Nina to let go of everything that she believes happened, you know.
Wish they had slept together in
Oh, that would have been, yeah,
that
that would have
would
made
have
this all
really,
so messy. Yeah.
yeah. Messy's good.
Messy's good. Messy is good, I guess. I
Yeah,
guess
so
it's
I'm enjoying
necessary.
that storyline, but and the whole like I don't know the baby thing with Maxie and Brooklyn, and I don't know. Now we got Chase, you know, he's like a hound dog
Sniffing
on
around, yeah.
the
Oh, I wanted to
trail.
give props to Valentine for doing some fantastic out of the bed acting. I thought
I was
he was
feeling bad for
really
him because I thought he looks so kind of, you know, not
is
cool in his little
right
gown,
in
and he's
his
been in
gown.
it for
His
a month now or something.
I know, longer than Sam wore that feed sack skirt.
Everybody else is in their glitzy going out to the show clothes, and he's in
Yeah.
the gown. But yeah, he
And
did some nice work there.
he was really trying to like curl his lip and stuff, like when he's talking to Gladys and everything, and
Yeah.
she's not like she's finally like scared enough to keep her mouth shut, you
Don't you
know.
think they're just laughing their butts off right after every scene? Like, I just can imagine, you know, it's got to be funny.
That's true,
But,
and he can do a funny scene as well as she can, so in a way, you
yeah,
know, it's kind of
yeah.
a shame that they can't cut loose, but I did think, you know, it was, you could see him like trying to really like hit his lines while his head needs one more pillow because it's just
Yeah,
hovering
because he's
there, you
like
know.
this,
He just looked
yeah.
so uncomfortable, you know, but
That reminds me of the, remember the pool set, you know?
yeah, the pool set. Yeah,
The
where did
pool
that
set.
come
They were
from? I guess
always like
winter.
speaking to each other from those chairs, like holding their heads up
Yeah,
painfully, like they needed
craning
one
their
more.
necks. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet they were glad when summer shut down and they could get out of that pool set.
Get out of the pool set. Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, going back to Charlie's just briefly, I kind of wish they would mention that Christina worked there. You know, it feels like there's.
Yeah, like what happened to Christina? I thought she was gonna be kind of the head bartender
Yeah.
or something, and we just
I hope they make that happen. And it seemed like Sonny would have mentioned that to Phyllis, you know, that my daughter
my
works
daughter,
here, you know, and it would be great for you two to get to know each other or whatever, you know, I mean.
I think that's all budgetary too. They're just,
Exactly. They
you
bring one person on, they lose two people, you know.
yeah.
But they're going to be saving a lot of money if both Jason and Jax are gone, you know.
Well, unless they have to replace them, but I could
But
see they'll just
I
have Jax go off to, you know,
yeah,
Australia or
I'm no,
whatever,
I'm
and
thinking
yeah.
Jason, I'm thinking they both got top dollar for those
Yeah,
roles, you know,
probably.
and
That'd
maybe
be
they can
funny.
get somebody who's not as expensive.
Okay.
Like
All right.
John Travolta or Simon Baker.
Yeah. They would both be awesome. Well, I
They
mean, it's
would
not out
be.
of the question. Remember, well, you don't remember, but well, maybe you do. Were you watching when Elizabeth Taylor was Helena?
Oh yeah, I do kind of remember that. Yeah.
I mean, I
Yeah.
wasn't because I'm tremendously younger than you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Gia. Sure. America.
Anyway, there's
Let's
so, you
pause
know,
there.
the big stars, and then at Franco. So the big stars do come on to soaps for a
They
while, and
do. They do. That's true. Yeah, maybe there's
so.
some movie star fans out there who would love to play those roles. That would be so fun.
Wouldn't that
They
be a
could.
way to jazz up your ratings to have, you know, John
Yeah.
Travolta on there? Like
Yeah.
that would be massive hit, and they could have him like do some songs from Greece at the Savoy or something. And
Yep.
I don't
I
know who'd
think my
play the Olivia Newton-John part, but
Olivia.
she could, yeah, there you go. Oh yeah, she could do that probably. You know, they all have like singing and dancing backgrounds
That's
from,
true. A
you
lot
know.
of them seem to
Yeah.
have their triple threats, you know.
Right. They all did
Yeah, I
Broadway
mean
stuff probably.
Cam played a good song once, didn't
Cam,
he?
yeah, Cam was very impressive. Yep.
Yeah. So,
So
yeah.
you like Cam, but you don't like the Billy Idol guy.
Oh no, I thought he was, I just have to
Did you
say it one
like
more
Billy
time. That
Idol
was
back in the day?
awful. I think maybe one song, but I can't even. Oh, is it Eyes Without a Face? Is that a
Oh
Billy Idol song?
yeah.
Yeah, I like that song.
That was a
I
cool
tended
song.
to like the one ballad, some
A
of those,
mellowy, yeah. Well,
you
you're a sensitive type. I mean,
know. Yeah, okay.
you're probably more into like Bread and
you just want to sing Bread. Don't do it. America does not deserve that. Let me distract
Air
you with. I'm gonna
Supply, and I know
just.
your type.
You know, Air Supply is touring again, and I don't think that's a great idea. But
Are
that's
they
how that's
avatars? Are they being
America.
avatars like ABBA? Have you heard that?
Yeah,
Like, I don't
yeah.
even understand that. I don't
I don't
like.
either. I think people are just starved for things that make them comfortable, I guess, at
I'm
this
thinking like
point.
if there is a world where I can make myself into an avatar and head out there and work and stuff,
Yeah,
like,
that's what
and
you
then I
would
can
do.
just stay here,
Yeah.
and have my much better looking avatar out in the world, then
Yeah.
sweet, you know, I'm
Yeah.
all in favor of that.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
anyway.
Before I forget, Gia, back to hospital
What?
one
Oh
minute.
yeah, sorry.
Scotty's performance. Did you enjoy that
Oh
when Scotty was
yeah.
conning Ava at the
Yeah. Well, it
gallery?
was very funny that he turned out to not be drunk, because I was thinking, boy, drunk Scotty really isn't different from sober Scotty, you know.
And then yeah, and then that when he became sober Scotty, it's like, huh,
Yeah.
is this how
Oh, yeah.
Scotty really is? He
You know,
seems
he's just
more
I almost
together.
I want to write down all his little hokey phrases, you know. It's like that's
Yeah.
his like trademark, you know,
Yeah.
the little phrases and stuff. Oh my
Well,
God,
yeah,
he's
and it
cracking up
always
now.
seems like he's forgotten the line that was written for him, so he
Yeah,
fills it in
so he
with some weird
substitute those,
phrase.
yeah,
Yeah.
like bup kiss or whatever, you know. Like, it's, oh my
Yeah.
God, he's
Yeah.
killing me. I bet he's enjoying it, you know, because
Yeah.
he was not really on much in the past years, you know.
No,
For somebody
this
that
is
was such a
great.
major character in the early
Right.
glory days,
Right. Yeah.
to
He
have
was
him
one
kind
of the
of,
leading men, really, in
yeah, and now he's
back in the
reinvented
day.
himself, and
Yeah.
he's, I feel like
Yeah.
you could use the word beloved.
I think you can. I think you
Yeah.
can, Gia. And he gets to act opposite these great, powerhouse actresses like Ava and
Like
Liesl, you
Ava,
know.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
Good
that's
stuff.
all good, yeah. Yeah.
Yep, I enjoyed him. I bring him on more. I'm glad he's defending Nina, you know. Funny.
Yeah.
They're working on their strategy. It's good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, I don't know if we brought it today. I don't know if I was effervescent or not, but we kind of covered a lot of plot points
I
anyway.
guess we did. I guess there are a lot of balls in the air. Nothing super compelling really at this moment.
Yeah, I guess we gotta wait and see how real life plays out with the
Yeah.
Jason leaving or not leaving, which wouldn't, you know, I don't know how far ahead they filmed. A couple of weeks probably, huh?
Well, yeah, and I think Jax's last day is sometime this month, in a week or so. So
Yeah.
Jason will be after that, I guess,
I
right?
have a feeling they're just going to have Jason disappear from this adventure storyline they've got him on, and just leave
Yeah.
it up in the air for a while, and then that'll be their,
Right.
that'll be their ammo, is that they'll have the, you know, will they bring Jason back as somebody else or not, you know,
Well,
they
yeah,
can,
he could get caught in a fire or something and be
a
horribly disfigured
fire,
and then come back with, yeah.
oh yeah, they have incredible plastic surgeons,
And these
really
weird
do.
out in these weird remote locations, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it'll be at Creighton Clark.
They have an annex. Yeah.
Creighton Clark.
He could be he'd be brought back like the plastic surgeon can make him look just like Peter August. And how
That would
boy
be
that
very confusing, wouldn't
w well then everybody would want to kill him and he'd be like, listen, I'm Jason. Don't
it?
please. How do I prove it?
Hey,
By
hang on. Give
shutting
me a
up.
minute.
You're talking too much to be Jason.
Yeah, you're already talking too much. So I wonder if Jason go, I know we're over time, but I'm just thinking, like, does that actor, when he goes on another soap, like apparently he was on The Victor
Yeah,
Show for a
he
while.
was. He was. And I tried to watch it because he switched over.
Did
And
he
I have
have lines on that show?
yeah, he's a different type of guy.
Like, and does it, can he pull that off? Like, does he have game in
Yeah.
other, yeah, acting scenarios?
Yeah,
Okay.
well, and remember when Sonny was missing and he became a chatty
He
kind
had
of
to
a
be a little
guy.
more chatty, yeah. But I'm
Yeah.
just wondering, like, is he, because he's, it seems like when I see pictures of him in real life, he almost basically just looks like he's got the same wardrobe as Jason, and, you know,
Yeah. Yeah, he's not buying any additional clothes.
like, Not that there's anything wrong with just kind of being your own character, like a Jack Nicholson or something, you know, like that's enjoyable when an actor is just such a, you know, a force that they can just be that. But I thought, does he have to really act on the other soap?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. And I
Man, I don't
guess
have time to do two soaps. Good God. I mean, I'm trying to get my other pod blog up in the air, the succulent one. I'm gonna have to open it up for other I'm gonna end with, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a coffee, I don't know where they are, the patio of the coffee place where they're sitting outside, and there's usually a bowl of succulents,
Or
and
a
there's a
wall with succulents.
fabulous, yeah, the wall of staghorn ferns, which are fabulous.
Oh
Like, I
boy.
don't know if you know about ferns, but that's, I
Oh boy.
mean,
Save
that's a
this
rabbit
for
hole that, yeah.
that we don't need to go down.
Anyway, I
America.
really appreciate it. And so I'm going to include a discussion of that set in my next podcast, probably.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll all be waiting for that one, Gia.
I know.
We
All right.
won't let you promote it on this one,
Try to stop me, girl. Oh.
Oh, girl.
Okay, we better stop. We're getting dragged.
Sorry,
Okay.
America. I
Okay,
apologize
well, this
again.
was fun.
Okay.
We'll
All
do
right.
this again after a few days. We'll try to remember the plot a little better next time.
No, don't even say that.
Oh, okay. All right.
We won't. We won't. We might try, but we won't be able to. So,
All right. Catch us next time, America. We'll see ya.
okay.
And
Goodbye,
bye,
Gia.
Keish.